All right, yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And I hope I'm coming through loud and clear for you guys. I got some new Bluetooth equipment here. So hopefully this is sounding okay. So I do have my co-host here with me, Bill the Butcher.
Hey, you're 5x5 there, V. You're okay. Hello.
And yes, of course, Will Turbot.
Hey,
And
guys.
so, yes, we have a very interesting guest for our show tonight. We have a Jeffrey Boyd Jr., I do believe. I don't know very much about this man, but he has been a supporter of us, and he actually does a little bit of his own media. So I would like to, I would really like to have him on the show so he can talk. Oh, we lost Jeffrey. Okay. And so we're having a little bit of connectivity issues. Yeah, I just getting trying to meet the requirements of the station here because our tech guy said, "Hey, good, get Bluetooth, get the Bluetooth." And so, and our board op is saying, well, it's not the best option, but hey, I got to work with the equipment that I was given. So,
Hey, in
so
the
I guess.
meantime, V, just out of
Go
your
ahead.
perspective too, I hear people saying all the time that they don't put the cell phones up to the ears. I mean, we have seen the studies that show just putting your cell phone up to your head talking. I always use speakerphone more often than not. And to the annoyance of the people around me who always like, you're so damn loud, da da da. But when the phone's right up to your ear, it's literally turning up the heat in your brain a degree or sometimes a degree and a half, according to certain studies we've seen. You think Bluetooth is a better technology, at least for human beings on a health factor?
Well, it's not very practical, at least the stuff that I got. the headset in itself, I've had difficulty connecting it to RBN's computer that was sent to me because it's a Windows 7. I requested a Windows 7 because, well, it's just so much better than Windows 8 and the 10 crap. So it's too old, so I spent a couple days actually trying to get some software on there that would work. And it disconnects
Well,
randomly, so it's not really the best.
I've got a question for Will, since he's an expert on this. I'd like to ask him a question. If I have like a Bluetooth and I carry my phone in my pocket, will I have more luck with the ladies?
I'm not sure, actually. You may. I mean, I guess it would be like the male version of wearing fake eyelashes and having what's that stuff? Implants and all that other good stuff and all that stuff. So it would be it, we it might as well, might as well turn the tables on the ladies anyways for once. Hey guys, did you hear about this today? I think even I know we're trying to probably get our guest on or whatever, but at least while we're waiting here or what's going on, I think that's a very important topic. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but earlier today, Zero Hedge reported, and I do find that I have no problem with the majority of reporting from Zero Hedge, but they reported earlier that now that in Virginia they have a Democrat governor, a Democrat House and Senate, that they're coming for these guns really bad, and Virginia's initiated the militia. Have you guys heard about this? And what do you think? Either way.
I did an article on it, Will. I did two articles, and my people did two more articles on it. And they're forming
Master
militias in
of guy,
Virginia
man.
right
What's
now.
here?
They're forming militias in Virginia right now, and the surrounding states are forming militias too. It's looking kind of bad. It's looking like 1776 over there.
Is that kind of bad? I think we need a little bit of a demonstration. Not necessarily violence, but being able to organize and get a point across.
Well, what the governor, what Governor Ralph Nathan has done, he not only nullified the right of the people to bear arms, he nullified the first line, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Now he's saying that if they organize militias, they're going to be arrested. But there are about 1 million gun owners in Virginia, and there's only 96,000 National Guard. So do the math.
Well, and that's the way it should be. We should be outnumbering them. They should have to think what it is that they're actually doing before they do something stupid like that. They're putting themselves in danger. They're putting innocent people who just want to be people at risk.
What they don't realize, I don't want to be racist here, but that's the same hillbillies over there that kicked off the Civil War. All right, that's the same guy, you know, and we're still pulling statues down over that last mess.
Well, you know, yeah, a lot of stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, the good old boys, but you know, we're gonna have to work together anyways. We have worked together in the past. You know, I think I can see regular militiamen and, you know, Black Panthers rolling together. I've been both at one point in time. So, I mean, I don't necessarily see the huge problem with that.
You know, I think that is, when I see a day like that or the end scene of V for Vendetta, man, I mean, I already say that I can die a happy man for myself personally, but not for humanity, right? We got a lot of work to do. And, you know, that's what we talk about a lot on the show. We expose a lot of individual acts of corruption and injustice, but also on the grander scheme of things, we always talk about how this is divide and conquer. And the last thing they want is us little people, the poor white trash, the ghetto Black people. They don't want us to come together and stand against the people smoking cigars in the dimly lit rooms. That's the last thing that they want. And, you know, this is interesting because this right here could be the tip of the boogaloo, you know? It's going to be interesting to see if these orders do go out to confiscate guns. And if that happens, I'd be very curious to see how many people actually follow through with those orders.
Well, Will, back a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, we got the right to carry openly in Texas since the first time in 1872 with C.J. Grisham and his open carry movement. And on New Year's Day, we all stood up there and took our jackets off and exposed our guns for the same time. Interesting to note that in the crowd was Black Lives Matter. And they took off their jackets, too. And C.J. nudged me and said, they love their families, too. So, yeah, when we come together, it's going to be a force to reckon with.
Well,
you know,
are far ahead of things down in Texas. In Rhode Island, we can't even open carry strawberry milk or vape products. Otherwise, we will be banished by our tyrannical governor. But, V.I., I think you had something to say.
Well, I was going to say, we had lost our guest. I think he's having some technical issues. But, wow. You know,
well, I've got some political news for you guys. So you remember what Joe
Biden... Yeah, go ahead.
You know Joe Biden's famous thing where he did some quid pro quo or whatever with Ukraine and said the SOB word? Okay. Puck and she applied to go back to Capstone Academy today, and they were dead set against it, but they're about to lose their license because they don't have enough kids in there. So I talked to the administrator and told her I was going to write a series of articles supporting Capstone and, you know, help them out. And I got Ted, all Dr. Theo was already involved in getting the legal and everything, and son of a gun. By noon, she was an honor student back in Capstone. Can you imagine that?
that's how real people handle things. Unfortunately, it's not supposed to happen like that in the government, you know, but it still happens. And, how the hell is Joe Biden still walking around a candidate? We've got the countless videos of him groping little kids, rubbing on little kids, sniffing little kids, whispering sweet nothings in little kids, having people sit on their lap, groping women. And then, did you guys hear, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago? I've been in pools before, and kids, they got my leg hair, and it goes up and down, and they put it down, and kids sit on my lap. I love kids sit on my lap. What the hell?
No, I like the one where he runs his hands down on the little girl's side and whispers in her ear, and she tries to get away and walk forward. He holds her so tight, her eyes bug out.
How is this man still walking around, let alone the front runner for the Democratic Party for president? We are living in complete la-la land. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, this guy just gave a speech where he said, I like when kids sit on my lap. They play with my leg here. And let alone all the videos this guy got, he's not making any coherent sense. But then again, Nancy Pelosi doesn't make much sense. Jerry Nadler's not making much sense. A lot of these people, too. I'm not just singling out Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans, too. But some these people are just literally, they're not making any sense. Pelosi confuses Trump for Bush multiple times. It's just really weird.
Hey, I like the part where Mitch McConnell today was quoting Adam Schiff, who tried to, thought he was quoting the Constitution as to the duties of the Congress as opposed to the duties of the Senate during an impeachment, and he got them exactly reversed. Exactly reversed. I mean, it was hysterical. You know, the whole thing is, I want y'all to note, and this is serious, while this is going on, not one pothole is getting filled, not one health care plan is being considered, not one tax plan is being considered. All we're thinking about is an impeachment, and then they're going to take off for the holidays. They're going to take off for the holidays, and we didn't get one food stamp out of these people.
Well, and you know, you've noticed, at least as long as I've been alive, there has been a lot of this being reelected. You know, 8-year presidents. This is something, I mean, what's going on? Are we scared of change, or we get somebody bad and it's like we're too scared to get somebody worse, and so we keep hanging on to these criminals?
Well, what happens, V, is when a president runs for re-election, number one, he's got free plane fare, he's got celebrity, he's got incumbency, and everybody else is kind of fighting their way up, you know, And so you got and I'm a trumpet, y'all know it, okay, I'll admit it, but he runs his rallies like a rock concert. Diamond and Silk come out there, and they're the opening act, and then he comes out there clapping his hands, and everybody jumps to their feet and everything, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So and it's just one big rock concert, and all that's happening during the impeachment is just drawing more attention to him, and it's disgusting the American people, and I mean Democrats and Republicans, because there are people in Idaho that can't sell potatoes for a while. There are people in Utah that can't sell Books of Mormon. There are people in New York that can't sell, I guess y'all sell bagels up there, you know, whatever. But the whole country is ground to a halt while we watch this dog and pony show, you know. And everybody, you guys are obviously liberal, and you're Democrat. I'm obviously Republican. I'm conservative. And we're all disgusted about the same exact thing. Your thoughts?
Well, just for clarification, I consider myself a voluntarist or an anarcho-capitalist. But yeah, I agree. I mean, even as we've even seen a few Democrats change, and it looks like they're going to vote against the impeachment just because of what you said. Because, you know, at the same time, there's some Democrats that still have a brain. There's probably like 5 people on the Hill, Democrat and Republican alike, who have a brain between them all. And they realize, too, it's not going to be good for their own reelection. And also, you know, if you want to beat Trump, he's up for reelection again this year. Let's beat him this way. And look, we have so much things on our plate. But you know what's really, really funny? And this didn't get much news coverage at all is, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans these days, they can't seem to agree on jack squat. But they quietly agreed on the fact to extend the Patriot Act and its powers a little longer. So that's they can't agree on anything, but they can definitely agree to spend more of our tax money to spy on us.
Well, and I'm more anachronistic myself. this is okay. I just got word from the board up. We have our guest here. Jeffrey, you there?
Independent Research Society. Yeah, today I have shows with Wilbur Allen from NBC, from Universal, Klaus Donner from the museum in Vienna, Austria. He said I'm his Indiana Jones officially. I was like, I've got to save that text forever. But actually working down there at the Houston Methodist Hospital.
Well, slow down there, brother.
Let's start like the beginning. We're in 108 different countries, and the shows have been produced from 30-something different networks, going on different people's shows as guests, and then having my own show only for, 20 shows or 10. And they went and pulled all of them down, and my only tags are love, science, discovery, research, and society. And they erased 375 hours of programming. And this is with Klaus Donner, with Bruce Cunningham from Ancient Mysteries International, from, I was the last speaker at the Mars Conference in Mexico last year. And my YouTube channel is dwindling down too. But the people who are fighting, they won't ever pull them down.
Well, okay. Well, tell us who you are first. Let's start at the beginning.
I'm the founder of the Independent Research Society, and I've done work with the Advanced Archaeology Review and Ancient Mysteries International. I'm supposed to come on the show forever, but we always just have been scheduled weird.
Well, I'm glad you're on
the same thing. I know we're coming up right now with beans as I am at the hospital.
Well, thank you so much. You got on just a little bit late. I know we're coming up to our first break, and V is going to take us to our break. So hold tight, and thank you for what you do. I'm very curious to learn a little bit more about you on the other side of the break. So let's stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, just go to Jeffrey Boyd Jr., and you'll see down my page. I didn't, share it all over the place. You can see years down the page, and those were from many different countries and from famous people that called me, and they're all my content's gone from 4 years.
Well, we're going to skip a commercial break, so go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of set you off on the right foot here. How did you get involved in the work that you do, and what are some of your areas of expertise? What are some of the things most prominently that you found?
Well, that's strange. The chemical metallurgist, and, there might be 20 million chemists just in China, but they're is on 125 chemical metallurgists worldwide. That's kind of a combination between physics and, you take a meltdown of steel and we're making plates for the shuttle or something, heat tiles. Well, it's got to be within 4 decimal places of the stuff before it. 3,500 pound batches. So, if you're at super heavy, you're adding titanium, vanadium, platinum, different things like that. But I found out they were poisoning all of us because I worked in the lab by myself. And then I found out that the rest of my crew was 13 all black and illiterate guys that lived in South Louisiana. And I don't even know if any of them graduated high school. That might have been a prerequisite to get the job, but they couldn't read that the boxes were poisoned, and they were using to stick the bricks together to get to those temperatures to make super alloys for space and for drilling. They have to take bricks and they point them in instead of the way they point them around your house. They make a circle. It's like a kind of called a argon oxygen decarburizer. And I built it. Then I realized the stuff, the sand that's on the ground at 6 inches deep, on the side of the box, it says, and this is how I got started in the research society and studying, Rupert Sheldrake, but it said if you come in contact with this stuff that's supposed to disappear in the 70s, you should basically have a spacesuit on. No skin should be available to the air. And you got two of these guys down there rolling it between their fingers and putting the bricks together where I tell them to lay them. And I said, drop that. I was like, every sparkle on your hand is like stripper glue, but it's going to go inside your body, and every one of them is going to turn into an oyster. And I said, every one of them is just like a porcupine quill, and it's going to be in you when you die, and then when your body's gone, it's going to be still there. And a Romanian foreman at a Japanese company, and I went in there, and I took the videos on YouTube, Jeffrey Boyd Jr., it's under my videos, but I have me calibrating the mass spectrometer. Not supposed to bring a phone in there, so I'm telling it how to do it, and a lot of people can't do that. Only a few people know how to, and use a LECO cell. And then I realized we've got 6 inches of the stuff, and it doesn't read on the side like cigarettes, may cause. It says deadly carcinogen, deadly pathogen, causes respiratory failure, causes this failure. They were hiring people for lack of knowledge. And the way I found out is because we had to work on a Saturday. We were all angry, so I tried to make everybody smile. I looked at one of the signs that says point and call, so the forklift drivers know that we see them, we all are watching. I said, Señor Igamar. And my whole crew looked at me and said, what the hell did you say? I said, that sign says point and call. I just said it in Spanish. It even has a little cartoon guy. And I was like, wow, that's how much human life is valued.
So what company is this, and where were you working during all of this? And is this still going on? This sounds incredible.
Well, there's not many companies that build it, but they put there anywhere you see cranes being sold, they have a yellow tag that starts with a K. I don't want to put their name on the air because, you know, they've got their Japanese company with Romanian foreman. You know, they have no value for human life over here. And just that statement. But it, you know, it sounds like a Japanese, it is a Japanese word, a Japanese company, you know. But it's anywhere you see cranes and bulldozers or anything like that. But it's just, they gave me 90 days to learn it. And I don't know what kind of illness would be hitting me later on down the road if I actually stayed there that long past my training.
How long ago was that? How long ago did this happen, roughly? And have you seen any symptoms? Have any of the other gentlemen that you work with, were you still in contact with them? Have they just
symptoms? I haven't seen one person since down there. They split everybody up on the different jobs. I didn't get any of their names. I knew first names, but I was the one lab guy. And that's what, if you go to YouTube, and just look up jeffreyboyd.com. If you go down, it says my story, Greed, Indifference, and Metallurgy. It shows where I have the cameras hidden between the mass spectrometer and the LECO cell, and then I have it hidden between two other pieces of things. And I'm showing that the entire factory, after only 7 days, not 90 days of training, is running on my chemistry totally, and I'm the only one in the lab. And so, obviously, what I have, but I brought it, then every morning before the shift starts, they say, okay, tomorrow, everybody in your safety circle, that's the person working to your left, to your right, that you're talking to all day, in the line or, you know, just in the factory, you're in your area. Well, out of 14 people, I was the only one who wrote one. And the foreman looked at it and said, crystalline silica, Doxy-3. And he put it back, and he goes, oh, I wrote one of those a few years ago. And you're still here? You know, and it was one of those things where they couldn't fire me. I was like, I'm going home, and I'll be back like Friday to pick up my check. Or unless you send it to Manpower, but just leave it here because this is closer to my house than Manpower is. And they had a skilled labor pool, and there wasn't much skilled labor, so I was picking up tons of contracts. But now that's what I'm doing, and finding chambers inside pyramids, finding caverns underneath pyramids, finding some of these things in machines because we're using LIDAR, radar, sonar. Radar is radio detection ranging, light detection ranging is LIDAR. And then you have sonar.
I know we're coming up to break. Sonar. I know we're coming up to break. Again in another minute or so, and then after that we have our long segment. Before we get into some of the pyramid stuff, and I want you to talk about that after the break, kind of really set that up for us, tell us the whole story, but how long ago was this, and do you think that you have any possible legal recourse because of the situation you endured?
Well, the simplest thing is just a way to set in your head, just back up and look at any picture online or any picture of your friends went to Egypt. If you see the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx in the same picture, you'll notice that the Sphinx is made of limestone and that the pyramids are brown and they are not carved in place. They're made of different material. They're 10% sodium carbonate, 30% water, and 60% sand. And so they're geopolymer. And some of those vents at the end of them, and I did an experiment in science fair, even in elementary school, called hydroelectrolysis. If you put two nails inside two quartz, and the nails are hooked up to the water, and you drive the nail that's got the exposed wire down into the quartz, and you put a test tube full of water over the top of it, and the whole country of Chad and Egypt are the biggest producers of sodium carbonate natron salt. Whenever water comes through there, it splits it.
We lost him.
Now, this is a lot of information. This is... I'm just like, wow. And you're still alive. Okay, so, yes, again, he's having technical difficulties. I'm letting him talk as much as I can so that he can get his story out because of these technical difficulties. So, we will be going to commercial break, and we will try to get him back, guys. So, Producer Mike, if you want to go ahead and do an early break, let's go ahead and do that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah, he's on YouTube. I see his stuff, but it's kind of trying to find something a little...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. I'm your host V, and we are back from commercial break. So, yes, I want to apologize to listeners because we did lose the guest, but we still have plenty more show for you. So, I wanted to actually hop in on a little something that's going on here with this impeachment stuff. I've never seen so much, I want to say, pushed information. I'd sleep at night with YouTube playing. I usually have on some documentaries, stuff like that. And the list will autoplay to something related. But it kept going to the live impeachment of Donald Trump, the hearings, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm having nightmares because I'm hearing this stuff. I don't care. I mean, I do care, but there's only so much that I can do or can be expected to really care about, especially since the system is actually broken. So, I mean, why is being shoved down my throat? This happened to me like four times over the course of two nights. I was very upset.
Well, V, the thing that gets me is Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and who's that other guy? Nolan or whatever. They know it's going to die in the Senate. They know that. Mitch McConnell has told them it's going to die in the Senate. He's even tried the date and not even have it consent. Just diet before he gets there. But you got to ask yourself, why are they spending the money? Why are they raising all this sand when they know when they pass it across the hall, it's not going anywhere and it's going to hand Donald Trump the next election?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The bad boy's getting attention. That's exactly what he likes because he thrives on it. And that's something that we do have in common. When I say we do, I mean myself and Donald Trump. I mean, if it wasn't for conflict, you know, wouldn't be here. So he's having fun. I can see that he's genuinely having fun with this. So kudos to him for that, at least. I don't know what you guys think.
You know, well, I think it's going to be very interesting because we have the next election cycle already upon us. Like I said, the Democrats can't field anybody that's palatable to the entirety of the American public or even 40% at that with Biden and Sanders and Warren. And Trump still has yet to address some of the major things. I don't know if he's waiting. There's a QAnon people that think he's going to drop the hammer any day. And we keep seeing, though, with the IG report, for example, that, you know, nothing's really changed. We still have the status quo, still have the Federal Reserve and what's going on. I'm hoping that, hopefully, if Trump gets in 2020, maybe he can start taking some action. Maybe we will really see Hillary behind bars. I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming.
Well, second-term president does have one advantage. He doesn't have to run for office again. So what I said in my articles is I think if he does win, it's going to be a night of the long knives politically. I really think it is. And some of this stuff he's going to move decisively on, and hopefully it'll end up better for the rest of it. I know all the executive orders that he's written, all the things he's done, even if he loses in 2020, it's going to take 30 or 40 years to untie all the knots that he's tied up.
Okay. Yeah. So, I want to know about the wall. I want to know about him putting Hillary behind bars. I want to know about all these things that were promised. Is he waiting for a second term to do this? I mean, to be honest with you, if he puts Hillary Clinton in prison, I think that would make up for anything wrong he's ever said or done, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, I'll let Trump grab me by the Yahoo if he puts Hillary Clinton in prison.
Oh, boy. Ooh, like Puck used to say, ooh, boy.
Yeah, so this is something, I mean, I really, I'm not really that political in this fashion. Again, I like to uncover psychological operations. This is, oh, fine and dandy, but have you guys noticed anything weird lately? And I want people to be calling into the show. We need to point out all the weirdness going on. I have to look at the post on Facebook here about these eye companies, these eyewear, these lens crafters. These people are selling sunglasses, okay? And prescription eyewear that takes away the blue light from any electrical device that you're looking at. And apparently it's done so that you don't catch eye cancer. It's $100 markup.
Questions like that. I had a question popped in my head today. I watched Antifa attack a bunch of people on the street. I don't know what city it was in, but they were cussing and throwing rocks and knocking people down. And police are standing there holding their little barricade. What happened to all these MRAPs and these tanks that the government gave the police? And everybody was worried about the police being militarized and all that. Where's the militarization now when Antifa does something like that?
Well, now
I think the Antifa
hinting. Thing. Well, you're hinting right now at what, controlled opposition and just letting the chaos and the order come into its appointed dance. I don't know. I think that's what Will's gonna say. I was trying to guess.
You know me too good. Yeah, V always knows exactly what I'm gonna say in a more efficient and passionate way of saying it. And so I just end up ranting. But yeah, that's exactly right. They want this to come in. It reminds me of a John Lennon quote. It says, basically that the government loves when you get violent. They're going to try to get you violent. They're going to flick your beard. They're going to try to spit in your face. They're going to do all this stuff because they know how to handle you when you get violent. But what they don't know how to handle is nonviolence and humor. And they just can't handle that. But I've seen it happen in Boston, D.C., here in Providence, Rhode Island. You got these two idiots, cosplaying, whatever the hell that is, dressing up. I'm the blue team. I'm Oran, and all the Antifa people dressing up in their communist stuff. And they go and they pretend like they're going to fight. It's like a big LARP. It's like those idiots that go out in the middle of the field and pretend like they're playing a video game or in the middle of the 1500s jousting or this buffoonery. And so the government loves that because once these people start acting idiotic, then they just swoop in. Oh, and boom, then they got all these people back into the prison industrial complex paying court fees and all that. So you're exactly right, V. That's exactly what I was going to say in a lot less time for usual.
What we call that down here, Will, is in Austin, that's all hat, no cattle.
All hat, no cattle. Explain that one, please.
Don't pretend you ain't. Hey, Austin boy, don't pretend you ain't never heard that.
Hey, you know I have not heard them all, but that one's definitely new to me. But no, seriously though, this is. I'll allude back to my point earlier. The weirdness. Okay, so. Colors, and this is read off of Anthony's post, excuse me, and this is what it is. It's sleight of hand, psychological, little tidbits to slowly modify behavior. Blue is one of those colors you see that relaxes you. Just like when you see green, it inspires intelligence and creativity. When you see red, it kind of agitates and can make some people aggressive. So by eliminating the blue spectrum there.
I got a short guess here. Hold on. Logan's going to tell you all about the Georgetown. He's going to say the Georgetown JLV and it's right along what you said. Go ahead,
Logan. Yeah, they're changing the color in some of these counties to the walls to blue because they said, I asked the officer why they did that and they said it's supposed to make you more relaxed. Now it's going from gray to blue. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen that happen. I had experience with the blue, so.
Oh, yeah. That's why they want us blue-pilled. That's why we're doing the red pill. So, guys, we have anything coming up here in the future that we need to prepare for? I know things are going to ramp up after the holidays. Syndication is going to go up. We're going to reach out to many different organizations, universities, research labs, just things with the information I have. But you guys got any certain projects that people should be getting ready for?
I'm going to try to get Master Chief when he gets time. He flies over to Annapolis and back all the time. And I want to get him to come on and talk about, he was in Naval Intelligence for a while. There's some things you can't talk about, but there's some things you can. And I'd like him to unveil some of the things he knows about, like the lady we had last night. Surveillance of civilians, things like that. Because, frankly, when we get out in the desert and we're all partying. I hear some things that I can't repeat on the radio or anything, but I'd like to get him to come out and talk about that. I'd like to Lowe's come back in, and then Timmy, of course, will come back in with I'll tell you something interesting that Timmy told me last week. We lose 10 to 20 prisoners a year in our prison system in Texas from overheating, and they die. They die of heat prostration because there is no air conditioning. It gets up. Well, D, you're from here. You know how it gets in Texas. And they're in a concrete building locked in cells, and they just go in the morning and just remove the bodies. And that's a fact.
Well, I've been in a scared straight program when I was younger. And, yeah, I can tell you it's pretty hot. Went during the summer. I do believe they want to literally make life hell.
Yeah, they do. I've always been with the prison system and with the criminal justice system. I took a friend to the courthouse the other day. She had to appear for a short hearing, get rescheduled and all that. And I always see these lawyers showing up, right? And I always wonder, what would happen if they had to punch the time clock and actually work for a living, you know? It's all a deal. It's always, it's never, if you told them, all right, every time you accuse somebody of a felony, they have to come to trial. You've got to spend the money. There is no plea bargain. You've got to go the full route and just see, you know, and the marijuana convictions. The article I wrote today, analyzing the pharmaceutical people, all the people we had down here that are guilty of smoking or possessing marijuana, we're getting away from it now. But Jesus Christ, you know the problem we went through with Puck B. You know that, right? Okay. I've had several doctors in several states telling me, if we just get some of that oil, CDC, low number it is, but that oil, that most of her problems would dissipate, most of them. But we can, well, I think we can get the oil in Texas now. I think we can get it in Texas now. But if she had just that prescription, she wouldn't. She takes 11 psychotropic drugs. 11. She has the almost exact same diagnosis as Greta Thunberg, and she couldn't get a drop of marijuana oil that would probably make her a happy little camper, and she just sat there and looked at the mountain.
Well, I don't see any reason why we can't try. This is progress. Well, this is what we need.
We can. I've got lots of people coming out of the house now and everything. I'm having lots of discussions on this. You don't know this kid, but the whole time you've been on the air, she sits here on her phone and she researches every word you say. She goes in there and she checked out the guests. She checked out the facts and everything, and she's sitting there nodding her head the whole time. And that's what we need. We need people with a lot of knowledge, a lot of informed, you know. So, we'll get there. Well, like I said in The Godfather, we'll get there, Pops. We'll get there.
Absolutely. What about you, Will?
Well, I'm going to be doing some traveling early in the new year. I don't want to say where just yet, just because I've been disinvited to so many places so many times, but I will be broadcasting live from a few places, and I'll let you guys know behind the scenes. I'm also going to continue working on the DCYF child protective issue that's going on here. It's absolutely crazy what's going on, and we had Kara Wachowski on the show. What's happening with her and really everything that's going on? I'm trying to work behind the scenes, get a documentary put together. It's just a pain in the bee sting to try to edit all the stuff that I have and try to get some more stuff there. And then also, I've never really put it out there too much. I also have a blockchain project that I'm working on. I don't want to give too many details about that. And I'm looking for, I've been looking, man. And me and you, we know a lot of the same people. So, like, we know all these nerds, we know all these hacktivists, we know all these programmers, coders out there. I've been putting the call out for a while. I got a project that's 94% done, just needs probably like a couple hours worth of coding. Can't find someone to do that because it's going to be on the blockchain. But yeah, I'm that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about in 2020, these people are trying new things to get us trapped up. They're trying the Neuralink. They're trying what's going on with Skynet and so forth. And we need to be trying anything we can nonviolently. So I'm trying documentaries. I'm going to continue protests. We're going to keep doing homeless drives, park cleanups. And hopefully, I also think that blockchain technology is the new Wild West. I think right now, if we get our people on the blockchain and we can create programs and get our stakes in some of these different communities that we have out there, then we'll put our flags there and some of these nefarious elite cannot do that. And then on top of that, too, it's also very empowering. If we were to make a move in the States here, because we're always, you know, first we have to get somebody to vote for, but if we could put voting on a blockchain, and we wouldn't have to worry about anybody complaining, Russia hacking, or you miscounted the votes, or you illegally voted. So blockchain technology and more nonviolent resistance is what my 2020 is looking like. How about you, V?
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. Absolutely. So we're going to get it moving for the next year. I do know that. And I hope to have so much more upgrades. I'm still experimenting, guys. So we're going to have a couple of new producers that are going to come here to Europe just to help build. And, you know, it's all going to be wonderful. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, guys, spread the word of the show. The syndication. We need to get out there. We need to get as big as Coast to Coast AM. You know what I mean? So we got things to do. We're going to move it. And again, I apologize, guys, for not having the backup guest.
Do you notice that when that happens, we have a great show, man? That's why we're the number one show on the number one network. Have you noticed that?
Well, I do know that we were hit with a lot of technical difficulties today all around. So I do think, I don't know, I think we may be getting some attention. A little. Just a little.
You know what, V, you're a magnet for all this stuff anyways. And it seemed like he was right when he was getting into finally kind of clarifying what he was saying and kind of getting into the nuts and bolts of what he was talking about. Then it kind of just cut out. And, you know, V, you have this all documented. Anybody that's just tuning in for the first time, V has folders of this type of stuff documented. I have a folder myself of all this stuff happening to me. Got a brand new laptop. Turned on, shut everything off, restarted, turned on Skype, and said, oh, Skype is, someone else is in your camera, and we can't use that. So this type of stuff happens all the time, especially in the least fortunate thing is because, and that's why you're seeing people get banned off social media. That's why you're seeing these people coming out exposing the algorithms and the words that you can't say is because we're being effective. People like V, people like Bill, who have been at this for years, spreading truth and sharing their information everywhere, that reaches people. It really does have an effect. And if we had 1,000 more people coming forward in the audience and everybody doing that and inspiring others to do that, we wouldn't have to worry about that. But the reason why we're dealing with so much stuff and just the banning and the shadow banning and the technical difficulties is because we are effective. And people like V, people like Bill, they're sterling examples of what you can do if you just say, you know what, F it. I'm just going to go out there. I'm not going to wait till I get a fancy phone. I'm not going to wait till I have 10 pounds of makeup and lighting. I'm just going to go out there, and I'm going to do my thing, and let's see where we end up.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So speaking of which, my documentaries, guys, please check it out. I know we had a wonderful lady, a friend of ours, by the name of Yvonne. She's a Polish lady. And she translated my latest documentary and put it out there. I believe it got 2,500 views overnight. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. I hope to get some other translators here working with us. And, again, spread the word. We've got to get the word out there, because we don't have the word, we don't have the movement. We won't have the movement, we're stagnant. We're stagnant, we might as well be dead. So that's what it is. So I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show here. And guys, we're going to have such a wonderful guest next week to finish off the year. I'm not sure of our schedule around Christmas time and New Year's, but I do know that we will replay a little bit of best of and, again, launch incredible things for next year. So, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Saves Skype from trying to, like, you know.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sin.